When you hear this song, there's only one man that lives up to it. And, of course, he joins us on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. It is our friend, Mr. PFT Commenter, the world-famous Pardon My Take podcast. PFT, what up, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. Shots. I like it. Let's get into the weekend, guys.
Let's go, baby.
It is that time, dude. I want to start. I'm not positive, but I think you're a doctor. What do you think the best course of action is with Jaden this weekend?
I think your rib's a long way from your heart. I think you got to gut this one through. Don't look me up in the physician's desk reference or whatever to make sure I'm right about that. I don't know if I am, but it's a pain management thing. There could be some ribs that, like, if they're cracked, they can cause further damage. But without seeing his medicals, I can tell you that a lot of rib injuries you can play through. It's just a pain tolerance. So that's just me. I broke my foot, and I still did the podcast later on that day. I might feel different. You know, sometimes professional athletes don't know about that grind of the content life, but I could muscle through it.
Did
I hope
you put any pressure on that foot?
That's neither here nor there. Podcasting is a contact sport. Sports media is more of a sport than sports is sometimes. You guys know that. But no, seriously, like I think I'm just going to trust the doctor on this. I think he's going to try to play. I think he'll try to give it a go. We'll see what happens today. I love the report yesterday from Schefter that he was planning to attempt to try to practice today.
That was really right there.
I think Schefter does a great job. It was probably one of the best ever, but that was some straight BS right there. He was planning to attempt to try.
That's
a bunch of BS is what that was.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there that are planning to attempt to try to get laid out there this weekend too. You know?
How many of them are going to succeed?
Myself included. planning to attempt to try. Well, PFT, what's going to be kind of cool, they're set to take the practice field here in like 4 minutes.
Are they going to plan to attempt to try to practice today?
I think most of them will just practice, not plan to attempt to try. So we'll know at least if Jaden goes out there to plan to attempt to try to practice. I'm an AWL. I listen to your podcast, all of them, all the time. You sound like you are having so much fun with this Commander season. How different does it feel for you as a dude that's a national analyst personality that largely has been made fun of for your burgundy and gold fandom and just how different it is?
Yeah, I have been. Like, I've been an easy target for a lot of people with my DC sports fandom over the years. And it's going in kind of waves. So a lot of people are happy. They're happy to see the Commanders playing well. It's been a fan base that has, you know, longed for a season that has started like this for a long time. So a lot of people are happy about that, but I'm starting to see a little shift, which I kind of like.
Jealousy.
Starting to see a shift, and it's no fun when the rabbit's got the gun, right?
Yep.
Like people are like, okay, well, now you're having too much fun. Now you're saying all this crazy stuff, like you think Jaden's the second best quarterback in the NFC right now, and like you're getting too cocky. Like, who are you to be cocky right now? So there's a little bit of that where it's like, they're nice to you until you're a threat to them. And then now they're like, I hate this guy. But this is, to be fair, this is what I wanted. I wanted to be relevant enough to be hated. So I'm cherishing this. And honestly, I'm just having so much fun watching this team and reading all the articles about the team. I'm addicted to watching the YouTube videos and the breakdowns and stuff like that. So I'm just enjoying it. Like, I don't know where the season's going to take us. I hope it takes us to the playoffs. I don't have any delusions beyond that, but I'm just having a good time. I'm along for the ride, and I'll go as far as they'll take me.
Let's just think of it like this, man. People don't hate people that aren't good. People don't hate on people that aren't good. So when people start hating on you, you know something that's happening positive in your life.
Exactly, yeah. So I look forward to gaining more haters because that means that things are going good.
Let them be, and let those be your motivators.
Yeah, it's been fun, and I do feel like a lot of the other fan bases that have historically been, you know, let down over the years, I'll say like the Browns, the Lions, teams like that, I root for those teams, and I feel like we've got, you know, kindred spirits in some ways where it's like, if you can make it out of this, good for you, we're rooting for you. So I'm getting a lot of support from those fan bases and a few others, but starting to see like the I'm getting some Philly hate, which I love. I absolutely love. There's a bunch of Philly guys.
Wait. You just getting that? They hate everybody.
Yeah, well, they do hate everybody, but for a while it was like, okay, we're going to hate Dallas, and we'll think about you guys, you know, 2 days out of a year. But I'm starting to get some of the Philly haters, which is, that's a good sign. That's exactly what I wanted. I wanted to be enough of a threat to be hated by them. So, yeah, I mean, as a fan, all you can do is you sit down and you get excited and you enjoy your Sundays. And I'm trying to make the most of that. Last Sunday was kind of a bummer. We got that basically one play. And I was very, very worried when he went out. And then when he came back to the sidelines and he did the touchdown symbol over his head, I was like, that's a good sign. He's smiling. He's got good extension on those arms. I started to break down the injury from, like, the first second that it happened. So I hope that he plays this weekend. If he doesn't, maybe Mariota can do it again. He looked good against the Panthers, but, again, they're the Panthers. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I think Mariota has absolutely the right mentality about his role, and I think that matters a lot because, I mean, I'm not making any comp to Robert and Kirk, right, by – like, they were both drafted in the same class, which complicated things. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? And then Robert legit was worried about losing his job, and then did they call 100%. Him to replace any of that? There's none of that this time. If Jaden needs the time, I think organizationally, honestly, PFT, if you think about it, you had Dan getting involved in Robert's – in that Harris is – can I not say that?
No, Harris, not really.
Sorry.
You can say bad ish or S, but wow. You're worse than me.
I love that. It's a Friday, baby. JP's breaking out all the words you're not allowed to say on the radio.
I plan to attempt to stay on the air. But you know what I mean? It's just like, so different now.
It would be like if Sam Hartman got the nod and he went out there and threw for like 8 touchdowns or something against the Bears. But, yeah, it's different. Mariota, I think he could do some of the same things kind of when he was at his best. I think he can run with the ball a little bit. He's relatively mobile. Yep. And if he can, you know, figure out the Kingsbury system and, you know, just kind of keep the chains moving and be a game manager, I think, you know, we'll have a shot. The big concern for me is our defense. We looked good last week, but obviously, again, it's the Panthers. The Bears have a lot of weapons on the outside. Yeah. And not only that, but they got a lot of big weapons on the outside. Like, they got some tall wide receivers. And I think that could be a real problem for us. And I also I'm afraid of Montez Sweat revenge game. That's why? What I'm terrified of.
We had a caller yesterday say that, too.
I mean, yeah, why? I mean, like, the whole thing about it, like, let's be real. It doesn't always happen when somebody come back to play a revenge game. You know, sometimes you have people that leave and they come back and you show them why you let them go.
Yeah, that's very true. So I don't know if he'd have anything to have revenge for. Like, at the end of the day,
they got him paid.
We got him paid, right? And we got him to a team with a good defense and a city that's got, you know, a good quarterback setup coming in as well. I don't think he's like, I don't know, I don't want to speak for Sweat, but he doesn't seem like a guy that would be, like, completely spurned. I wouldn't say that we ran him out of town or we did him wrong in any way. I just know how good he is and how much I didn't want to let go of him because he's a beast. So that's what I'm worried about. It's maybe less the revenge factor and more of just I know how good this guy is and I know that he can make a big impact on the game. So I'm concerned about him getting after if it's Jaden or if it's Marcus. Whichever way it is, that's a guy that I'm very worried about.
Okay. All right, I have an update. Live update here on The Fan. The Commanders started practice at 11:10 a.m., which they always do on Fridays. On Fridays, the quarterbacks usually kind of work. Generally, the quarterbacks kind of live in their own area anyway at practice. And the Commanders team is on the practice field. I'm looking at a tweet from Sam Fortier. I'm not there. I got a family thing I got to take care of today. Fortier from the Post is there, as are others. Chris Kerwin is there. He's going to feedback video. We're hoping to get that up ASAP. For whatever reason, today, B. Mitch and PFT commenter, do you know where the Commanders quarterbacks are working out?
Inside.
They're in the bubble while the media is – the media and the rest of the team are out on the practice field.
Now, Jay, when I was saying little things to you yesterday
– sure.
I'm just, listen, bro, I don't know anything. But I have been around this thing long enough to know what people do when they don't want people to know everything. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it can mean absolutely nothing. I'm being honest with you. But you're not going to have something to be able to go on.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
They're like the CIA right now. What's going on? Like, this is I'm actually a little bit shocked at the level of competence that they're showing by keeping this thing so tight-lipped that nobody has any idea what's going to happen. Like,
I respect it.
I do too. I just want to know. I'm mad because I want to know, but at the same time, I'm like, this is really good that I can't figure out what's going to happen. So, congratulations. I'm going to give credit to Adam Peters on this.
It came over me last night, PFT, where I said, I got to a point where I don't care no more because I know well enough that they're not going to do anything to jeopardize him. So whatever decision is made is going to be the right decision or the best decision that could be made. So I'm not sitting up here concerned anymore.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But my weekend would get so much better if Jaden played. That's what I want. And also, I live here in Chicago, and Big Cat, my co-host, is a Bears fan. We've been pretty cordial throughout the season, going all the way back to the draft. We both got quarterbacks. We've been very, very polite. We want to see each other succeed. Big Cat took the gloves off earlier this week. He went to a live comedy show, and he made a little comment because they were giving him crap about Caleb Williams. So he made a little comment that Caleb was so much better than Jaden Daniels. So we got into it a little yesterday on Part of My Take, and I need Jaden to play because we got a tattoo on the line. If the Commanders lose, I got to get another tattoo.
Where is the tattoo going?
I don't know.
What is it?
Probably we don't have that figured out yet. I think it's like dealer's choice. Like you can get whatever tattoo you want. But it's last year was kind of a weird scenario because that was a Thursday night game, and Dick Butkus passed away like an hour before the game. And the Bears came out with like all this emotion, and the Commanders just didn't. So we were flat. So we made a rule that if there's another Bears legend who passes away within an hour and a half of kickoff, the bet's off. But if Mariota still plays, like if Mariota's playing and not Jaden, we're still doing the bet. So I just, regardless of who starts at quarterback this weekend, I just need to get out of here with a win. I need a win, point blank. I can't go 2 years in a row, two tattoos.
That shows great confidence.
That loss last year was brutal.
That shows great confidence on your part. I like that.
Yeah, listen, the defense looked good last week. I was pumped about that. I don't know if we're going to have Forbes playing this weekend or what. I don't know really anything about what this game is going to look like because last week, as far as I'm concerned, was just like a scrimmage or a practice that we did. So, and the Bears have the same knock against them as the Commanders have against us, which is the teams that we've beaten haven't been the best teams. And even the decent teams that we've beaten, like, for example, the Bengals, I think that they're a decent team. Their defense isn't very good. And the Bears have that exact same thing. I think all of their wins have come against teams that have one win. So we're getting the same amount of crap, and I don't know if we're going to figure out after this game anything different because then they'll just say the team that lost, they were frauds, they didn't play anybody. And the team that won, but you beat the other team because they're a fraud. So it's like we're not going to really learn that much in terms of the national discourse. I just want a good game. I think it's going to be a great game, and I want Jaden to play. I want it to be Jaden against Caleb, even though you know there's other guys on the field too. But I want that just to make my Sunday that much better.
What was my saying about that, JP?
Help me out.
When you beat the team that you're supposed to beat.
Yeah.
It's the old Chris Rock saying. It's you can't celebrate what you're supposed to do. I take care of my kids. You're supposed to take care of your kids.
Yeah, but when you beat a team that you're supposed to beat, you're supposed to beat them.
Right.
That annoys the hell out of me. Oh, they just beat the team they were supposed to beat. What if they lose to the team they're supposed to beat? Then you go knock them? So they did their damn job, right?
Well, and what you specifically said that I loved, PFT, I think you'll appreciate this. We had callers calling in saying they haven't beaten anybody. And Beamish said, I'm appalled at that notion. You play bad teams, you beat them by 30, and people are upset about it?
Yeah.
Like, what are you supposed to do?
So stupid.
And listen, you know what the alternative to that is? The alternative is being a team that you're supposed to beat. So I would much rather beat teams that I'm supposed to beat than be one of those teams that – other teams are supposed to beat. You know, like, I don't want to be a check mark. I don't want to be an easy W that's written down on somebody else's schedule. So if you take care of business, like, yeah, okay, you can use that to point at the Commanders and say, well, they might not be a Super Bowl contender. Okay, yeah, I'll give that to you. I don't think that we are a Super Bowl contender right now. But to like, try to use that, especially what we've been through, especially the teams that we've watched play football, we have been the team that you're supposed to beat. And to just, like, pull yourself out of that, and now we're looking down at that position and checking off boxes by beating teams and taking care of business, that's progress. That should be celebrated.
Yeah.
What is the vibe out there in Chicago about this matchup and kind of about Caleb versus Jaden? Because, I mean, if it comes down to Rookie of the Week awards, Jaden's definitely winning.
Yeah, I keep bringing up the Rookie of the Week awards to Big Cat, and it's fun to just remind him, like, hey, I'm all about that hardware at the end of the day. How's your trophy case look? Because I got 5 Rookie of the Weeks in my case. It's been a little bit of a different narrative out here in Chicago, because at the start, Caleb didn't come out of the gate just firing on all cylinders. Caleb struggled in his first few weeks, and there was a lot of national media attention on them. There was a lot of hand-wringing. I think everybody tried to put on an air of confidence in Chicago for the first couple weeks and say, like, okay, we got to get through this. He doesn't have time to throw. The offensive line isn't doing any favors. The play calling stinks. You know, the excuses were coming out, but they were also valid excuses.
Mm-hmm.
But for the Bears fans, they were saying these excuses that they've said for a laundry list of quarterbacks before. And even though they meant it this time, they were still reminding themselves of every other time they'd said that, you know? Like, they said the exact same things about Mitch Trubisky. But there's a difference, because Caleb is a much, much, much better quarterback than any of those guys. Like, he's actually good. So they had to weather a storm for a few weeks where they were given the valid excuses of the offensive line play, et cetera. And then the last few weeks, it looks like Caleb's turned a corner, and he's been improving every single week. He made a lot of throws against the Jaguars, some very, very impressive like seam throws that – just showed off his arm strength, and he's throwing on the move. And don't make any mistake about it. Caleb Williams is a very good quarterback.
Yes.
I think he's going to be really good in the NFL. People were just like throwing the word bust out after a Sunday night football game against the Texans, where they blitzed the hell out of him and the offensive line didn't really do a single thing. No one's going to look good in that situation. So it's been different though, because they've had to weather that storm a little bit. And we kind of, after weeks 2 and 3, I think in DC, we're like, yeah, Jaden's special. He's a different guy. We didn't have to, like, go through that short period of being like, I think he's the guy, but I'm seeing a lot of stuff that makes me nervous.
Yeah.
We didn't have that. So, I think what's going to happen is we're going to have, with any luck, a good quarterback battle throughout the years. It feels like these two guys are destined to meet each other and play in some big games. And I hope that we get to see the first of those big games this weekend.
All right.
Hell yes. What do you think happens? Let's get a PFT prediction. Week 8, the Pardon My Take Bowl.
Well, I said on Sunday, I reported that Jaden Daniels is going to play this weekend. I will not give up my sources. My sources might have just been inside my own head on that one.
That's the same sources half these people have, so yeah. Who knows?
That's true, and I get fined.
That's the same sources the Stafford trade guy had.
Yeah, that's true. So I get fined if I get it wrong. I have to give $500 to to the Fine Bowl and the Part of My Take studio, and I don't want to lose that $500. So I'm going to stick by my prediction. I think Jaden is going to suit up. He's going to play. I think that it's going to be, I'm going to say 27 to 20. I'm going to do a Chris Berman score here. 27 to 22, Commanders win.
That's
and cover
like
the number
it.
Dude, I have it 22-19 Commanders win. I think it's a weird scoring game, but
I love that. And the line will switch if Jaden starts. I'm pretty sure that, you know, right now I think we're an underdog, but I think that line will switch to the Commanders side. We'll be like 2.5-3 point favorites if that happens. So,
oh, yeah.
I got us covering.
All right.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to come. I think Jaden's going to have a workout Sunday, and they're going to take it to the absolute last second. PFT, we always appreciate you joining us, man. Thank you, buddy.
All right, have a great weekend, guys.
Hi, man.
That's our guy, PFT Commenter. Make sure you follow him on X and Instagram, at PFT Commenter. Make sure you're following the Pardon My Take podcast. Those guys make me laugh every time I listen to it, man. I always enjoy it.